This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 15th. Well, cattle markets last week were mixed. We had the live cattle up 32 cents, so not really much of a direction there, and feeder cattle down 262. So these markets seem to be really stalling out, especially the feeder cattle, which had moved in a narrow range after a gap up here a couple weeks ago already. The market just had no follow-through to the upside, and it appears from Friday's action and even a little bit from Thursday's that the market's starting to slip a little bit. We came down on Friday, we closed the gap, we managed to close above the gap for the day, but the market just seems to be wanting to slide a little bit. So we'll see where we go, but I think the market is giving us some indication that we've probably started that next leg down. In live cattle, the markets are holding together pretty well. Very narrow range of trade last week, just tight. And the market tried to push above that range, and in fact did on Friday, but on the front month December, but we just couldn't hold it. And the market closed back down below that range, kind of right in the middle of the day's trading range. So not a lot of energy to the upside in the live cattle either. And in fact, when you look at the deferred contracts, they too came down and filled the gap from a couple weeks ago. We managed to close above that gap on the February contract, but the market clearly seems to be kind of slipping there as well with the push down. So it's kind of a mixed bag when you look at the different months, but basically it just seems like the futures market just doesn't have the kind of energy that we're seeing in the cash. And for the most part, the cash is kind of catching up with where the futures is. The December have been trading around the 131, 132 level for a few weeks now. And the cash trade has finally kind of caught up with that. Last week, it looks like most of the trade on the cash Fed was around 131, which would have been up one from the previous week. And it's up about five from where we were 2 weeks ago. Dress trade at 207 is up three on the week, and that is up about seven from a couple weeks ago. The box beef values continue on a mixed trade. We had the choice down 84 cents on Friday. We're sitting at 284. Select was up 224 at 270. So for the week, the select actually gained a couple dollars, whereas the choice lost about $6. The spread was down 308 on Friday at 1477. So the spread itself has lost a good $5 to $5.50 over the last week as well. The slaughter rates, box beef movement was 117 loads. So if there's one thing, we've seen the box beef volume pick up pretty decently, but it's coming on discounted prices or mixed prices. So there's just a bit of a red flag. The slaughter rate at 597,000 head, that was down 8,000 from the previous week, but still up 4,000 from a year ago. So after about one to two weeks of slaughter rates kind of picking up some steam, now they're starting to fall back again. So we'll just something to keep an eye on it. You know, 8,000 head, that might just be an aberration, but it's a number that's worth noting that we've started to lag a little bit behind the previous week. Export sales last week on Friday were reported for the previous week for beef at 21,000 tons is a good solid number. So that's definitely something to put in the bullish camp. China took 8,400. There's another bullish development. Taiwan, 4,300. Japan and Mexico both took 2,200. Pork export sales of 36,900. Mexico, 7,800. They took. China took 5,800, Japan 5,400, and Canada took 3,700. So I think when you're looking at the live cattle trade, cash markets are holding well. The packers are finally willing to start paying up, even though box beef has started to slip a bit. And I think that's just indicative of their profit margins are so huge anyway. They can afford to do it, and they want to keep the plants running at as full a capacity as they can to keep those big profits coming in. Even if the margins have slipped a bit, they're still huge. In feeder cattle, the index was down 92 cents. We're sitting at 154.14. So we've had a bit of a slip there as well, down about $1.30 over the last couple days. But generally speaking, we've hovered right around 155 for weeks. And it just looks like that's a cash level that's clearly found some equilibrium. We'll see how that holds out. My fear is that with a bullish corn market that continues to kind of work its way higher, and a live cattle market that if it starts to falter here as we get into the seasonals, and once we get past Thanksgiving, usually the buying for Christmas and New Year's holiday for beef is pretty much wrapped up. And we tend to see the demand shift as far as retail demand. Once you get into the new year, it's going to go more toward the lower end cuts. And so the packers start building toward that expected demand. With beef prices at all-time highs, you know, people might be willing to pay those prices for the holidays, but it's highly unlikely they're going to continue that kind of enthusiasm once we get into the new year. So that's my concern, is that beef demand sees some destruction and that you still got these feedlots pretty front-end loaded, and it wouldn't take much to get them behind in the marketings, and suddenly you have a big problem on your hands. So if that happens, you know, live cattle go down, corn goes up, feeder cattle are going to get caught in the crossfire of that, and that's my concern. And from a technical perspective, you look at the charts, you know, this rally that we've had since early October appears to be just more of a corrective pattern from the big sell-off that we had from late August into late September. The live cattle correction has performed better than the feeder cattle correction, which basically has just been a kind of a broad sideways range. It kind of looks to me like we're just in the early stages of that next leg down for feeder cattle. Live cattle, it might hang in there another week perhaps, but I think we're already starting to see some indications that correction to the upside is starting to run out of gas as well. So we still look for another leg down for lives and feeders into the winter. From there, once we get that behind us, there's reasons to paint a bullish picture, but you're going to need to see some grass in the northern plains at least, and you're going to need to see a hay crop before you really get serious about rebuilding herd. So that's a ways down the road. But for now, right in front of us, we're on point to be putting some hedges on, get some sales on the books here, expecting another leg down here just around the corner. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.